Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Real Talk for Real People Studies show, and my name is Jean-Sou Farif. Now, you may wonder what we study on the Real Talk for Real People Studies show. We study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We try to do a critical analysis and our assessment. We don't seek a warm, fuzzy feeling, although we get it sometimes. But the bottom of the matter, to get to the bottom of the matter, is why we do these studies. And we think that it should be provided. These studies are not provided by anyone but us on the Real Talk for Real People show. Book, chapter, and verse. In sequential order. And perhaps you came on yesterday looking for me, looking for us. Well, I'm sorry to say, unfortunately, we had a tragic death in my family. And we were notified this Friday. It's not of natural causes. It is dark days for my family and I, my biological family. But you are my family too. That's why I rush to get back home to do the Most High justice in you, because we know the Most High needs you to be provided with these studies, and we know that you need these studies. So that's why we are back on short notice. But that being said, my family and I will get by in these dark days and more dark days to come as the investigation goes on. We are very appreciative, my family and I, for your prayers and support. With the Most High help and your prayers, we continue to move forward. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering who the we are making reference to. Well, I'm making reference to Sister Abby of New York City and Brother Cottrell of New York City. And they know why these studies are urgently needed, as I do. And that's why I had to come back on short notice to speed it up. You can't speed up the process of sorrow, death, but sometimes you just need to put in some work. And so in the case of me coming back so quickly, I'm not back in full status, but I have a brother and sister who have my back, and where I may falter or fall off there, they're there to pick up the pieces. That's Sister Abby and Brother Cottrell in New York City. And what I love about them both is this, and you all too, that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves, as we all ought to. We left off before I introduced him. We left off the first plague on Matharam. The blood. We are about to approach in the 8th chapter of Shemot. Names. Book of Names. Second plague, which is by frogs. Because Pharaoh ain't heeding the call. So let me introduce Sister Abia for you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. You know, I've meant to call you, but I've got busy. But anyway, I just wanted to convey my condolences to you and the family once again. And always know that Yah keep giving you strength to carry on. So I'm just glad to be back, and y'all take care. Shalom, family.
Praise Yah, Sister Abby, and I'm very appreciative of your love and support. Thank you. And your prayers. Shalom.
Shalom.
Now, Brother Cottrell of New York City, Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My condolences, my prayers to you and your family, Yasuf Ari.
Thank you.
May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, brother. Very much appreciated.
Yes, it's always, mm-hmm. it's always hard to lose a family member. And
it
seems like it's the only time we get together as family is when our family member passes. But we got to learn to get past that so we can relate to each other, help build each other, help keep each other strong. But,
True that.
I feel you, my brother. It's always hard to lose a family member.
It is, brother. I know you've been there quite recently with your sister, and you know the anguish that people feel over a loss like that. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
And Sister Abby, I lost her mother. I know it bites her. People tell you to get over it. You know, getting over it. You got to go through it, but you ain't gonna never get over it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
But with your support and love, Sister Avia and Brother Katria and many of the students that study with us, and the love and direction of the Most High, we'll get through it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, and y'all
too. I was talking to my son, and he was saying that your nephew was famous. I don't know if he was accurate with that.
Okay. He knew my nephew. He knew my nephew.
Was he a rapper, your nephew?
No, he's just a popular kind of guy, but, I guess famous in the sense of word of notoriety, maybe in the community, maybe in his mm-hmm. community, he was famous, you know, they thought highly of him.
How old was he?
He was 30. I know the little fellow when he was a little fellow.
And 30, you just getting started.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I know it. Actually, when I came back to Memphis from those 4 stars and bars in 1990, he was maybe about 6, 7, 8 months old. A small little fellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something else, Cartier. So, Stavia, it is something else.
In this captivity, the Most High said there's no guarantee of our life either day or night. That's why we have to be prayed up and connected to the Most High.
Certainly in Cartier. It's not in this daughter of Babylon. There's no guarantee. And you know there's certainly no guarantee with justice. Don't even ask about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cadriel, Sister Avion, fellow students, that's why, you know, sometimes you have to try the Most High. He don't want us to exact vengeance on people. But you can ask the Most High to make sure justice is served and bless those that bless us and curse those that curse us. We can put that into play. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So, Cartrell, Sustavia, fellow students, y'all ready to put in some work for the Elohim and for yourselves?
You got it.
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's put in work. And I want to thank you, Cartrell. I want to thank you, Sustavia. I want to thank you, fellow students, for being patient under these dark days for me and my family. I'm very appreciative. I'm very appreciative for your love, kindness, and support. It means a lot to me and my family. Praise y'all.
All praises.
All praises. So let's go to chapter 8, the second plague in Mazarim. Frogs. Yah spoke to Moses. Go to Pharaoh and said to him, thus said the Elohim, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frogs. So the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come up into your house, into your bedroom, on your bed, into the houses of your servants, on your people, into your ovens, into your kneading bowls, where you knead flour or wheat to make bread. And the frogs shall come up on you, on your people, and on all your servants. Then Elohim spoke to Moses, said to Aaron, you know, they always said Moses was doing this. It was Aaron doing all this stretching out. The Elohim spoke to Moses, said to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Mizraim. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Mizraim, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Mizraim. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs on the land of Mizraim. But I don't think these frogs went to the extent of what the frogs that Aaron brought forth, because the Most High was specific in what these frogs would be doing. They're like these magicians and soothsayers just brought up frogs on the land. It looked like they're just standing there like those frogs we used to watch in that commercial, you know, the beer commercial, Budweiser. But that's neither here nor there, lame joke, but what I'm saying is this. It don't seem like these frogs were doing much but coming upon the land. They didn't do anything. Not like the frogs that came upon the land that the Most High said. And Pharaoh called for them. Yeah, go ahead, Cartrell.
Can they do that today?
Can some
frogs?
No, they can't do that, bro. Not that I've heard.
The ancient Egyptians have powers that they don't have today.
Exactly.
How did they do that? How did they match Aaron bringing up frogs?
Exactly. Good point, Katra. Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. How did they do that? Well, that's why it's such a thing as witchcraft and sorcery. And people have lost the tools in order to exercise some people. But back then, they had the tools to exercise that.
So the first two plagues, they match, right? When Aaron stretched out his rod the first time, turned the water to blood. And it says that Mizraim magicians did the same thing. All right, so you know that science. Now he's bringing up frogs, and they're doing the same thing. But why would you bring up more frogs, right? Y'all said they're going to be in your bed, in your pool, they're going to be everywhere. And you're going to prove that your power is just like y'all by bringing up frogs on your own. You're just adding to the misery.
Exactly. It's kind of crazy in the country.
Oh, yeah. How about if Aaron stretched out his rod and brought up frogs and Pharaoh's magicians sent them back home?
Yeah, now that would have an impact, an impactful statement. But just double whammy on the misery of Malaram, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't stand to reason. Yeah, I agree with you, brother. Good point. And then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Elohim that he may take away the frogs from me. Talk to your God, Yah, so you may take the frogs away from me and from my people. And I will let the people
go.
Why
did he ask his magicians to do it?
Because they couldn't do it, brother.
Exactly.
They couldn't do it. And perhaps he did ask Cottrell. Even if he asked, they still couldn't do it.
I'm sure they couldn't.
You know they couldn't, Cottrell. Praise Yah.
So now you see Pharaoh. He get a little bend in his knee, right?
Exactly. Getting a little humbler.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wanted to buck wild frogs out of his bed. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Singing all night long. All right. Thank you, Cottrell. And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you, for your service, for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your homes, that they may remain in the river only. So he said, tomorrow. And he said, let it be according to your word that you may know that there is no one like the Elohim, Yah. And the frogs shall depart from you, from your houses, from your servants, and from your people. They shall remain in the river only.
Imagine that scenario, right?
Yeah.
If there was a bunch of frogs in your house, do you think your Isha and his Nasanya would be screaming all night?
Man, my wife be getting on my nerves. Every frog she saw. Matter of fact, she'd be sitting in a chair in the bed.
Listen. Now, so if I seen a big NFL ex-football player scared of a frog.
Right.
Scared of a frog.
Are you kidding me, man?
This dude is 300 pounds. And his frog had him petrified. Like, it's a frog.
You would think my Esau was a part of the circus. She'd be on top of the chair, on top of another chair, on top of a ball, on top of...
So how much screaming was going on when all the frogs was in Egypt?
When I was younger, I used to pick up the frogs and everything when I was in camp. It wasn't until I got older where I'm afraid of those things.
Right. Yeah, I don't like frogs. I'm not scared of them, per se. I just don't like them. And I certainly wouldn't like one. I opened my oven up. It tended to like the Budweiser frogs. And I certainly wouldn't like to get in my bed with my wife on top of a chair, on top of another chair, on top of a ball, on top of that chair. You think she's in the circus? I certainly would.
And they're hard to catch. Frogs are hard to catch.
Exactly. And I certainly wouldn't want to. Right, go ahead, Carson.
A whole house full of them?
Exactly.
A whole house full of frogs.
Exactly. And I certainly wouldn't like to go cook some food, Nate. They sit in the bowl. My wife sent me a message, said, I'm not scared of frogs. That's what her mouth saying. That's what her mouth saying. And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I have intercede for you, for your service, and for your people to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only. So he said, tomorrow. And he said, let it be according to your word, that they may know there is no other one like the Elohim, our Yah. And the frog shall depart from you, from your houses, from your servants, from your people. They shall remain in the river only. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh.
You notice that Moshe threw Pharaoh's own words back on him.
Right.
He said, according to your words, which means the Most High watches everybody's words. He watches what you say, and you're going to see if you follow through on what you say.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Elohim concerning the frogs, which he had brought against Pharaoh. So the Elohim did according to the words of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courtyards, out of the fields. They gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. When Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he go right back, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Harden his heart. I did not hear
and
them.
Also,
M said, go ahead, Katria.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can see how Moses and Aaron are working in tandem.
Is right.
Aaron brought the frogs. Who got rid of the frogs?
Moses cried to the Elohim, Yah.
Okay. You got to see the pattern.
Exactly.
Right. So
in
the Most High sharing the power between them, so then they didn't become egotistical with the power that the Most High gave them.
You can't do that, brother. And unfortunately, some of our brothers who are newly awakened to their old way find themselves
who have no power at all.
Right. And trying to act as if they have any power. But as we said early on in these studies, Cartrell, the key, one of the keys in the relationship with the Elohim is humility and obedience, not ego run amok and pride. It's true.
That's what gave these two brothers the power that they had.
Exactly.
They knew it wasn't coming from themselves, and they were humble enough to receive the power that Yah gave them.
Praise
in humility.
Praise Yah. It's true. The third plague, lice. So because Pharaoh did the same thing over and over again, expect different results. The Most High had something else for it in the deck, on deck, lice. So Yah said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the land so that it may become lice throughout the land of Mizraim. And it did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout the land of Mizraim. Now, the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. They tried it, but they couldn't do it. So there were lice.
And why would we try to bring more lice on you?
Craziness, man.
Just to show that you got the same kind of power that Yah got. No, get rid of the lice if you got power.
They were trying to compete. They were trying to compete with the LOM. You can't compete with the LOM. And the madness of it all is what you said, Cartier. Why are you going to bring four more lice on beast and man? It doesn't stand any reason. It doesn't make any sense at all.
And imagine that scenario. You got lice
exactly.
on you. They're on your dog. They're on your cat. They're on your wife. They're on your grandma.
Exactly.
Everybody got lice.
Everybody got lice.
And lice. You know, when they get in your head, on your hair, in your scalp.
Ow.
Oh, man.
I had to cut my hair off one time.
Oh, yeah.
I got lice. I don't know where I got it from. Man, you talking about itching and scratching and everything. So I had to finally cut my hair off and get some blue ointment, I believe it was, from my head down and other areas, too. And it wasn't no fun when the lice got the gun. It's true.
And it wasn't no bug spray back then.
No, bro. You think I ain't spraying no hair? I ain't spraying no bug spray on me. Now I think it was blue ointment or something like that. So Savia, what is that stuff you use for light? Is it blue ointment?
It's what?
Isn't that stuff that you put on your head for lights, blue ointment or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. I ain't trying to put you in it.
Well, no, I'm serious. I don't know. I don't,
you ain't got to get all defensive, you know.
I'm not defensive.
What you asking me for? Your dirty self with your lights. With your dirty self with your lights. I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to hear the word. I'm not defensive.
They, right, they do sure. recommend Head and Shoulders shampoo.
Gotcha, you need to stop it. Praise y'all. And
but imagine that, right?
Right.
The smallest creature on earth, a lice. And you know lice, right? You ever been, I know you're in the country, you're down south. I've been down south. And you wake up in the morning and there'd be like clusters of gnats. They fly in your eye, your ear, your nose.
Yep.
And you'd be trying to run, you try to run from that swarm. Because once they swarm you, they're everywhere on you.
Yeah, and, everybody's on you.
You're talking about one of the smallest creatures on earth that could plague you.
Exactly. That's what the Most High uses sometimes, Cartier. The smallest thing. It's true.
No doubt.
No doubt. Thank you, Cartier. Pleasure to have you out with your denial about your license.
All right. If you say so.
All right.
Matter of fact, I'm scratching my head now.
It's in the scratching.
Yeah, get you some blue on me.
All right.
All right. Now, the magician who worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the thing of Yah." But Pharaoh's heart grew hard. Even the magician over there couldn't outdo Yah. They even say, "Man, we can't do this. What he's doing, we can't do." And even they acknowledged it. But Pharaoh still, in spite of what was told to him, informed to him by his sorceress, grew hard. And he did not heed them, just as Yah had said. And finally, in this chapter, the fourth plague. And Yah said to Moses, "Rise early in the morning. Stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to water." Then said to him, "Thus saith the Elohim, let my people go that they may serve me, or else, if you will not
let my..." Do what?
That they may serve me.
So we couldn't serve Yah under the captivity of Egypt, could we?
You can't serve him here. The captivity of the daughter of Babylon, truth be told.
A lot of people think we can.
Oh, come on, man. Stop it. Come on. They think we can. But unfortunately,
why y'all say we can't do Shabbat? Why y'all say we can't do holy days? Because we're in captivity, that's why.
And the evidence suggests quite different by virtue of these stories. It's history.
Oh, yeah.
It suggests something quite different. It ain't what you feel like doing. It's what you can do. And we couldn't do it in captivity then, and we can't do it now.
In order to truly serve the creator of the universe, you have to be what? Free. Independent.
Exactly.
If you ain't free and independent, then you serve somebody else.
Oh, it's true. Mm-hmm. Praise y'all, Kadri.
Praise y'all.
And thus said the Elohim, "Let my people go that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you, your servants, on your people, into your houses. The house of the Mizraimites shall be full of the swarms of flies, also on the ground which they stand. And in the day I will set apart," I'm going to take care of my people though. Can you imagine this? Go in your mind's eye. See Mizraims. See all them flies everywhere. See them just walk around on the ground. And you look over there at Goshen, they ain't got a fly come by. That's awesome.
So which is worse? The frogs? The gnats or the flies?
Flies are aggravating. I can't stand no flies.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand flies either.
Brother, I'm not even going to sleep a fly in the house, he got to go.
Just one fly.
Yeah, just one
just
fly.
Just one. Imagine a swarm. Imagine a swarm of flies.
And they all on the ground, Cottrell. You walk it all.
Nasty.
Be quiet, Cottrell.
That means so much. That that really kills that saying when somebody say, "Oh, I would love to be the fly on that wall."
No. Under those circumstances, I certainly would have been. I would.
That's what I said.
Flies on that wall.
But the flies are in power, and the humans couldn't do nothing about them.
Couldn't do nothing. It's true. Thank you, Cottrell. Thank you, Sister Abby. It's also on the ground which they stand. And that day I was set apart, the land of Goshen. That's where we were, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Elohim in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people, and there is a difference. Tomorrow, this sign shall be. And Yah did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' homes, houses, into the land of Mitzrayim. The land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your Elohim in the land." And Moses said, "It is not right to do so, not in captivity in your home in the land. For we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Mitzrayim, and we sacrifice in your land." That ain't the way this supposed to be going out to Yah, our Elohim. We supposed to leave a body here. And we sacrifice the abomination of the Mitzrayimites before their eyes. Then they would not stone us. Then would they not stone us? See, we can't do this in front of y'all. We can't do our requirements in front of y'all. Because y'all don't understand no regard. We certainly don't know our circle. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing, but we know whatever we're supposed to be doing, we don't be doing, we'll be looking for no audience to do what we do. And then when they would not stone us, because really we don't even know what we're supposed to be doing ourselves as far as the Elohim requirement is concerned. They didn't know, but they knew this enough. Whatever that requirement is, we don't need no audience for that. And so a lot of us like to show up and show out and showboat. Our private relationship with the Elohim is our private. This ain't no showboating thing, brothers and sisters. It's a national thing. Go ahead, Katria.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Not that. The Mizraim, or the Egyptians, the Mizraims, they worship the cow. They worship animals.
Exactly.
If they saw you slaughtering an animal for sacrifice, it was an offense to them. Just like now, if you go to India and eat cow or slaughter a cow, it would be an offense to the people of India because they hold a cow as sacred.
You're certainly right, Katya. You're certainly right. And thank you, brother. And he said, and furthermore, then were they not stone us? We would go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, we required a sacrifice to Yah Elohim. He will command us as far as our distance and the procedures. So Pharaoh said, "I will let you go that you may sacrifice to Yah your Elohim in the wilderness. Only you should not go very far away." I don't want y'all to leave now. But you hate us, just like this Western Hemisphere. They hate us, but they want to stay in control of us, that we have no control over any aspect of our lives, every aspect of our lives. They love to hate us. And the evidence speaks for itself. Same thing just in Mitzrayim, as Katya alluded to. Same thing in this Western Hemisphere, this daughter of Babylon. They don't want us to go there. Go ahead,
it goes back to the blessing that the Most High gave to our father Abraham. Mm-hmm. He said, through your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. So everywhere we go, the nation that we're in, guess what? Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. And so,
even though we're under the curse, even though we're under the curse, the nations around us are still blessed, aren't they?
Exactly. So they hate
us. So we have to return to the Most High in order to receive our blessing for ourselves and not for anybody else. Because while we're blessing everybody else, we find ourselves in poverty and on the bottom, where we're actually supposed to be on the top.
Exactly. And you can't get it in nobody else's land where they're in control of every aspect of your life. That's why our angel said, Jose and Aaron said, we can't do that here. We can't do what we're required to do. We can't do it here. It's going to cause personal problems. We ain't looking for no trouble. We just need to do what the Most High tells us to do. And these people going to take offense by what we do. And you certainly, as Katria alluded to the fact, you can't do it in this Western Hemisphere. I don't care how hard you try. You cannot worship the Most High and sacrifice him in captivity. Mose left an example for that. Aaron left an example for that. Go ahead, Katria.
They would call it voodoo, witchcraft, and all that other kind of stuff. We sacrifice goats and sheep to the Most High.
And they go
Real cult. Y'all are real cults.
Yep. They're going to try to kill you. And believe me, they're going to try to put them shotguns on you. Thank you, Katria. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to Yah your Elohim, and the way to own it, you should not go very far away. Intercede for me. I want y'all to stay. What he's basically saying. Then Moses said, I'm going out from you, and I will entreat the Elohim that the swarm of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people. But let Pharaoh not deal, because he knew it, deal deceitfully anymore. And not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Elohim. Stop playing, Pharaoh, so to speak. So Pharaoh went, stop playing, Pharaoh. Yeah.
So John, so
yes, go ahead, brother.
The writings of our fathers are open book test, right?
It surely is.
Mm-hmm.
And all other nations have opportunity to see what Yah requires of us, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And these nations that have us under captivity now, they use the strategy while we're in captivity. So I would say, go ahead, 3 days journey in the wilderness, but don't go too far. Don't go too far. I want y'all to come back.
Isn't that crazy? They don't really want us
But wait a minute. Let me show you the science that modern-day captives use.
Uh-huh.
They don't say, go 3 days journey in the wilderness to serve your God.
Right.
They give us time off so we could observe our religious, quote unquote, holy days.
Yeah.
And they can't serve Yah while you're in captivity. He told Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. And he wasn't talking about no 3-day journey so they could come back to you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So our people here, we're in captivity, we think we could serve Yah while we serving our time in captivity. But
exactly.
In order to serve Yah fully and complete to the codes and codification that he gave us, we need to be free and independent. And guess what? We're not.
Praise Yah. We're not.
We still got our slave masters' names, right? Ain't nobody changed their name except the children of Israel that know we need to change our name. We went through the process of changing our name. And we know how vital and important it is. When you change your name, Abraham changed his name. Mosai changed his name. Mosai changed our father's Jacob name to Israel, which shows you the importance of the change of the name.
Right.
Right. So we got our slave master's name. When are you going to get rid of it?
Exactly. It's very significant and important in our nation. Have our own name that means something. These names.
And to be independent to serve Yah, not under captivity, but free and clear as an independent nation.
Praise Yah, Katria. Praise
Yah.
Thank you very much, Katria. Thank you very much, Sister Avia, and thank you, students. And in conclusion, so Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Elohim. The Elohim did according to the words of Moses. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. Not one remained, not one fly, not even the fly on the wall, Sostavia. But Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time, and here we go, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Neither did he let the people go. Go ahead, Katria.
I talked about the teamwork between Moses and Aaron.
Man, they
we see that Yah's a part of that team, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, he's listening to the voice of Moses when Moses prays to Yah to alleviate the Egyptians of the plague of flies. So it's a team thing. Aaron, Moshe, and Almighty Yah.
Almighty Yah.
Praise
Yah. Praise Yah, gotcha.
Praise Yah.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, my brother. Sister Avia, thank you very much, my sister. Fellow students, thank you very much. Most High, always thank you very much. Praise and bless your holy name. Katria, Sister Avia, any additional comments? If not, we can move, proceed forward in the next series of study.
Yep, you broke it down, so I'm good.
Okay.
You know, I'm good with it.
Okay. Katria?
All praises. So the last point I made, the teamwork aspect of it, we have to be a part of Yah's team, right?
Exactly.
And we have to be coordinated with him in regards to what's going on.
Certainly.
So we see that Moses, Aaron, and the Most High, they're the perfect team.
Certainly.
When we get ourselves right, we will be the perfect team with the Most High. And we won't have to fear anything.
Praise you. Mm-hmm. Praise the Elohim, Katria. Bless his holy name.
All praise to the Elohim. And you're talking about only two men. Aaron and Moses, two 80-year-old men dealing with a nation. So
80 and 83.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They wasn't arrested. Pharaoh's military didn't, like, assault them. But it shows.
Did they wear tunics that Hebrew lives matter?
No.
Did they march around Mazaram saying, Hebrew, hands up, give me some more straw for my brick? Okay, then.
But I'm going to tell you what they did have, Yamsu.
What's that, my brother?
They had the Most High's word, and he showed them what the future would be. Just like we do. Most High showed us his word by way of his prophets, and we know what's coming, and he's telling us what to do. Moses and Aaron, they followed the script. We got to do the same thing. Because y'all are telling us what's coming and what we need to do.
And you're meaning that you don't have to do anything extra. Okay. Thank you, Godfrey. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you 100%.
So they wasn't walking in total darkness. They knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Most I warned Moses, Pharaoh's heart going to be hardened. He's not going to let the children of Israel go. So he already knew. But he had to keep doing his job.
Right.
Yes,
right. And he did it.
Yeah.
We got to be at that same mindset. We may get resistant, but we got to do what Yah told us to do, regardless of who resisted. Point blank.
Period. Point blank. Period. Thank you, Katria. Sister Avia, Brother Katria. Sister Avia, where are we at?
129.
Okay. All right. Let me read that for my brother. Let me put my reading specs on, Katria. You know, down here in the South, we call it reading specs. Okay. Praise to Yah and his holiness and majesty. All praises. Praises to Yah and his holiness and majesty. Praise Yah. Praise to Yah and his holiness and majesty. Praise Yah. A song of King Dawud.
All praises to our King, King David. Wasn't he great?
Wonderful.
This man not only fighting battles against other nations and giants and his own king, he got time to write songs. How about that?
Exactly.
And in this song, he's teaching us how to praise the Most High, a song of praise to the Most High. So if you don't know how to praise Yah, turn to Psalms 29. And what did King David tell us? All praise to the Holy One of Israel, even the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his creation of our great King, King David. Because, you know, he said he created us before he takes us in our mother's womb, right?
Ooh. Praise.
So, we're going to read Psalm 29 by our great King, King David. Verse 1. Ascribe to Yah, you sons of the mighty. Ascribe to Yah glory and strength. Who's supposed to be doing that?
We do.
Yeah.
Every person on earth that Yah created, right?
Exactly.
Ascribe to Yah the glory due to his name. Y'all out there praising Jesus and Allah and Buddha, y'all making a sad mistake. Worship Yah in holy array. Yah's voice is on the waters. The Elohim of glory thunders, even Yah on many waters. And we see these storms coming in the United States, right?
Yeah,
tornadoes and hurricanes.
Yeah, we're supposed to have some more, Cartrell, coming here.
Oh,
down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And guess who's speaking it up?
The Most High.
The Most High. Oh, yeah. Because it says, the glory of Yah thunders, even Yah, on many waters. How many waters are on the earth? You got rain. You got rivers. You got lakes. You got streams. Many waters.
Many waters.
The voice of Yah is powerful. How do we know the voice of Yah is powerful? He spoke to the nation of Israel on Sinai. And that has never happened in the history of man, when Yah speaks to a whole nation where they hear his voice, right?
Exactly.
And if you don't know that the voice of Yah is powerful, you better brace yourself, because he's going to speak again. Who are you going to say, Sestavia?
Said that when he spoke, it terrified them.
Oh, sure
exactly.
Did. They didn't want to hear it no more.
Nope.
He said, no more, Yah, no more. Not a mas. We thought we was ready, but we wasn't.
No.
The voice of Yah is powerful. It doesn't say was powerful. It doesn't say will be powerful. It says Yah's voice is powerful. Yah's voice is full of majesty. What can the voice of Yah do? The voice of Yah breaks the cedars. You know what a cedar is?
Cedar tree.
That's one of the strongest trees on planet Earth. A cedar. One of the strongest trees on planet Earth. A cedar. Look at
well,
it. Yes.
You ought to saw the scenes of what happened here, so you wouldn't deny that.
What's that?
If you saw some of the scenes that would have transpired down south here quite recently, you wouldn't have denied the fact that his voice splinters the cedars.
It don't matter how big them trees are, y'all crack them trees in half, right?
You better believe it.
Yep.
My first thought was, after seeing all that was going on, I was just calm, because I said, at least we do, because we study. But it should make everyone stop and think. For the unbelievers, they should have started wondering and, you know, wanting to study. Because it's sure enough happening.
And, you know, when thunderstorms came around, we was young, right?
Exactly.
The elders used to tell us to turn the TV off, turn the radio off. God is speaking.
Yes,
but these young people don't know nothing about that.
Oh, no. But here it is. The voice of Yah is full of majesty. The voice of Yah breaks the cedars. Yes, Yah breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sharon, young wild ox. Yah's voice strikes with flashes of lightning. Yah's voice strikes the wilderness, or he shakes the wilderness with his voice. He shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. Yah's voice makes the deer calf and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everything says glory. Yah sat enthroned at the flood. So where's Yah sitting enthroned at the flood? Is he in his temple or he just sitting on the throne?
On the throne, that's it.
And enthroned in his temple. That's going to be brought down to earth. Yes, Yah sits as king forever. Who's king forever?
The Most High.
Yeah.
And they say Jesus did it.
No.
So we don't need the New Testament because Yah's word is forever. It says Yah, yes, Yah sits as king forever. How can you interrupt forever with something new?
Mm-mm.
This is the beauty of this song. Go ahead, Johnson.
Somebody that don't know Yah.
And somebody that's lying to Yah's people.
Exactly.
Because way before Jesus came along, or Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we have King David saying that Yah sits as king forever. Right?
Yes.
Yah will give strength to his people. Does Yah give us strength?
Yes.
Are we the best athletes on the planet? Huh?
We still get strength from Yah.
Could anybody have endured what our people have went through and still be sane? So we have the strength of Yah in us. That's why our athletes are the greatest on the planet. That's why we sing the best music there ever was. That's why we're still here after all that we've been through, being brought over here butt naked on slave ships, treated as animals, chattel slavery. But the reason we survive is that Yah gives strength to his people. And it says Yah will bless his people with peace. We say no justice, no peace. Our enemies are not going to give us peace. Who's going to give us peace?
Yeah.
Who's going to give us peace?
The Most High, my brother.
The white man can't bless you with peace. Only Yah will bless his people with peace.
Okay. Well, what he can do is get a piece of your behind. What the white man can do is get a piece of your behind, but he can't give you no peace. That's true.
Only one who can give you peace is who?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub.
And we got to reconnect. Right? Our mind, our hearts, our souls, our bodies, our whole being. Got to reconnect with Yah so that Yah will bless us with strength. And he will bless us with peace. Because that's what we're solely lacking. We ain't got no power. And we have no peace. Those two ingredients we don't have. And how do we get it? The Most High is going to give it to us if we're in the right frame of mind. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And we love our King David. I just love King David, man. You're trying to get on the bandwagon, but, yo, King David is my man, son. King David is my man.
Yeah.
Everybody else that want to. But I love King David. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So, Savia, we're going to let Cartier think that he's so crazy. We're going to let him.
I knew you had to say something behind me.
You know I will.
I was going to say, Brother Cartier, watch out for your back. Brother Yah, sitting right there.
He's coming.
You come to King David. You know how that goes.
Praise Yah. It certainly is true. I had a good time.
I'm going to just say that I'm glad I brought you along my number one fan club. I'm glad you're part of the fan club now.
Right? All right. But I just want to thank the Most High for the opportunity for these studies today. I had a good time. It took my mind off dark matters. And it gave me the pleasure to laugh again and to enjoy my fellow students and friends, Sister Avia and Brother Cartrell. I thank the Most High for that. And I thank the Most High for them also. And I thank the Most High for these fellow students who love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters that they love themselves. That's good for me. It's therapeutic. Praise Yah and bless His holy name.
Well, I'm just going to say for tonight is that we are one. and we should all start acting like that. And I praise y'all for opening me up. I thank y'all brothers and this platform, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I'm telling you, I'd probably be someplace else still talking about Jesus. But
so
anyway, family.
Savia, you are be proud of yourself. You've been going on 12 years doing these studies. You ought to be proud of yourself, and you stuck with it. Praise God.
My aim is to please y'all. But thank you anyway. And people out there, it's like you said, we all need to study, and study some more. And keep on studying until we get it right.
Praise
so
y'all.
I love you all. And shalom and good night.
We love you too. Shalom and good night.
All praises. Y'all, so if I can't imagine if all the 5,157 listeners out there had the heart of Sister Abia.
Yeah. It'd be a better place, my brother. It'd be a better place. And we'd be so much farther ahead in these studies. So much farther ahead.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And,
hold on.
and imagine if all those 5,157 listeners gave $1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To the nation.
Exactly.
And I know Sister Abby, I get way more than that. But
yeah.
$1 for anybody that's listening out there to YahwehGather.us, that ain't hurting y'all. What y'all spend money on? Toenails and fingernails and hair and vain things. We trying to give glory to Yah amongst all the nations. So that all the nations will serve Yah. Go ahead, Sister Abby.
No, I didn't mean for that to be heard. I was saying something.
Okay. But we have to have that heart, because Yah is watching all of us. He's watching the 5,000 plus out there. Y'all listening. Y'all hearing my word, which y'all gonna do.
Exactly.
And the minimal sacrifice is to give $1 a month, as long as you listen. So 13 years? Oh, the nation should be well on their way to be self-sufficient if the 5,000
exactly.
out there would give $1 a month to YahwehGather.us. $1 a month? Would that hurt you, Yamsu?
No.
You wouldn't even think about it, would you?
No, I wouldn't think about it.
So, I mean, Yah is looking for us. He's testing all of us. So step up, everybody out there. We're trying to step up in a world that's deteriorating right before our eyes.
Exactly.
And people looking for salvation. And we bring you salvation of Yah. So give glory to Yah. Give honor to the Most High. And we need to all be in a spirit of repentance, returning to Yah, and humility. That's the formula. That's the antidote that Yah has given us. Imagine that. All of us returning to Yah with all our heart, soul, and might, with humility. Because with humility comes the power. Aaron and Moses displayed humility. And they were on the same team as the Most High.
Exactly.
We had to do the same thing. All praises. Love you. May Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
All praises. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who never crawls.
Heaven help us all.
I lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.